This Saturday and Sunday will be known as Maple Weekend in New Hampshire. This annual event celebrates maple products and producers. Across the state, sugar houses will be open to the public. It's a chance to see how this New England tradition endures. Joining us now is Howard Pearl from the New Hampshire Maple Producers Association. He's their treasurer. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Howard, how many sugar houses are participating this weekend?
It'll be over 100. There's all across the whole state. They'll be open and offering different events and different explanations of maple sugaring and how they do the process at their farm.
Do you know how many people this weekend will attract?
Boy, I don't, but it's in the thousands. There's a good turnout, especially last year. We had a tremendous response from the public, and it depends a lot on the weather. If we get a good weather weekend, we can draw tremendous crowds.
And how has the maple production been so far this season?
Well, the southern half of the state has done fairly well. We got warm enough there in early March that we had a pretty good production. We've made over 50% of a crop already. I was speaking with a producer in the north this morning, and they haven't done quite as well yet because they didn't get quite warm enough there in the beginning, and so they haven't made a lot yet, but certainly their season tends to be on the later side anyway.
We should probably explain to listeners the conditions that make for really great sap running.
Absolutely. Our prime temperatures are 25 and 45. 25 at night, 45 during the day. We'll usually get a very good sap run. We're looking for that freezing, but not freezing too hard, and then thawing during the day, but not thawing too much, you know, so that it gets too warm. We sometimes get weather up into the 50s and low 60s, and that will actually slow the sap production down.
Was that the case last year? Because I know it was a very warm spring last year.
Last year was one for the record books, and we'll leave it there. It was not a good year for anyone involved. That visit by summer there for a week in the middle of March, you know, where we had 7 or 8 days in the 70s and 80s, it just completely ended the season for most of us.
So how important is this season, having a good season, to you economically? And how important is Maple Weekend to you economically?
Well, it's certainly the highlight of the maple season as far as attracting customers for a lot of the sugar houses that are involved. We put a lot of effort as the association into advertising for this weekend and making it a pretty large event. Now, there's plans in the future to expand and make it perhaps even more than just one weekend and try to highlight more of the whole month. Sales of maple products has about a $6 million impact on the state. So it's a viable part of our state economy. It's very important to us as producers to have a good season this year. Coming off from a not very good season last year, certainly there's many of us that it's a viable part of our income.
How many gallons are produced in New Hampshire each year? Do you know?
The average is around 98,000. The production in Canada is really what sets the market price. They produce by far more than what's produced in the U.S. And New Hampshire, I believe, is number 5 in the U.S. states for production. And really doesn't make a lot of difference on the market as a whole what our production is. You know, we don't produce a significant enough amount of syrup to really affect the world market. We certainly are what we call a syrup detriment state. We import more than what we sell. So, you know, we can't produce enough to supply our market, so we're always importing anyway.
Howard Pearl is the treasurer for the New Hampshire Maple Producers Association. And Howard, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome.